The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
I'm George Russell, filling in for Kate Delaney. She's in California. You're stuck with me for the next few hours anyway. She'll be back tomorrow, 4th of July at the end of the week. As we continue to teach you in the edutainment part of our program, I want to introduce Julie Tippins, the Director of Grassroots and Strategic Policy at the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare. I just want to let you know, at the moment, talking about this Social Security proclamation in which they want to increase your Social Security benefits, basically. With over 50 state delegates and 7 state senators assigning it so far, they are very active, and I'd like to introduce Julie to the airways. Hello, Julie.
Hello.
How are you?
Thank you for having me, George.
That's okay. So you want to get us more money, huh?
Yes. The Social Security benefit has not kept pace with inflation over the years. And so we launched our Boost Social Security Now campaign in February of this year, trying to pass legislation and raise public awareness around the country and gain public support around the country for improving benefits. We propose improving benefits by an average of about $70 a month and making the cost of living adjustment, the COLA, a little bit fairer. Right now, Social Security benefits around the country are about $1,294 a month, which is about the equivalent of living on a minimum wage. In New Hampshire, they're just a tiny bit higher at $1,314 a month. And we think it's a time for a little bit of a raise.
Well, I would think anybody would say that. But let's play devil's advocate. And the United States government, within a whole of Congress and such, are going to say, where are we going to get the money?
Well,
I mean, you may
covered
know,
in the legislation that we're
right,
backing.
You may know the we figures, support. But they're going to be constantly defending the fact that we can't put out any more money. Unless you're putting
well, we support workers paying into Social Security on all of their wages. Right now, if you make up to $117,000 a year, you are paying into Social Security on all of your wages. For those who are making $2 million a year, they're only paying into Social Security on about 5% of their wages. So we would pay for this through that and make the program financially sound for generations to come.
Let's talk about some of the facts about Social Security to the people. Julie Tippins, that's who we're speaking to. I'm George Russell, filling in for Kate Delaney. She'll be back tomorrow. She's the Director of Grassroots Strategic Policy at the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare. Social Security, the major source of income for most America's elderly, with 46% of unmarried elderly and 23% of married couples relying on Social Security for 90% or more of their income. Vince is right, and I checked this out last night, as a matter of fact, with an average monthly benefit of just $1,290. Then if you throw in the sidebar that they got to pay for medical coverage, even if the government takes it out, they may be floating around somewhere around $800 or $600.
You're right, George. You're very right. And people's costs go up every year. Rent goes up. The cost of food goes up. The cost of medications goes up. And we work very hard to make sure that people are not living in poverty. That's what Social Security was founded on. As you say, the good Lord willing, you live past 70-plus, we'll want you to live comfortably and your neighbors to do the same. And we believe that Social Security is a foundation to that. But it's very important that it keeps pace with inflation.
Mm. The annual Social Security cost of living allowance for beneficiaries has averaged just over 1% over the past 5 years, with zero increases for two of those years. So I would assume in this legislation there's some retroactive increases, correct?
We're looking at going forward and increasing the COLA, but that's why we increased the basic payment by about $70 a month. That starts to pick up some of that loss going backwards so that people start out with a little bit more of a boost from the start, and then we look at a fairer cost of living adjustment going forward.
Boost the Social Security Now. That's the Social Security proclamation. You've handed this to many state representatives already, I'm sure.
Yes, we have. We have activists around the country, people who are supporting the Boost Social Security campaign. There are members around the country, and they're joining us. This is a grassroots movement, and they're reaching out to their local leaders and asking them to sign a proclamation that calls on Congress to pass the Strengthening Social Security Act. And they do that because local officials care about this issue. They care about the people in their communities, and they care very much about the fact that Social Security accounts for a huge contribution to the economy. It's $775 billion into the economy every year nationally. In New Hampshire, where we're talking to people, it's $4 billion a year. That's a lot of money, and local officials understand what that means. They understand what it means to their economy. They understand what it means to their constituents, to the people who live in their communities. If they're living in poverty, they know that it's local governments who make up for that. Local governments who get called upon for emergency food and housing and for utilities. In New Hampshire, that's very important in the winter for transportation. Those kinds of resources are challenged as it is, and they know they want to see these kinds of resources passed so that they look to the federal government as a partner in making sure that their communities are financially sound.
You have had a good career on Capitol Hill, and now you joined the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare in early 2012. Boy, you have to have some passion for this type of stuff, I can tell you that, because it's not easy. It feels like you're going uphill all the time.
You know, I do have an absolute passion for it, and it's the kinds of things where you make a little bit of a difference. If we do this, it's more than a little bit of a difference, because this is what it makes seniors around the country, people living with disabilities around the country, more economically sound in their own homes. It's what makes Social Security sound for future generations, and that is the kind of thing that keeps you coming back every day.
By the way, we're speaking with Julie Tippins, National Committee to Preserve Social Security. I'm George, just filling in for Kate Delaney. She'll be back tomorrow, America Tonight. Honored to do so. I wonder how many of these peoples will be involved, people that are involved in across the country. They'll have plenty of television debates and such. I can't wait for the first person to open up their mouth about boosting Social Security. Who do you think will be? We should take bets on that. Who's the first person to open their mouth about that? Because it's never talked about in debates.
You know, one thing you do hear from people across the board is they want to protect and preserve Social Security. But the more important question is, you know, what do you mean to do with that? How do you mean to do that? Because for some, that's a ruse for cuts. And for others, it means that they mean it. They mean strengthening Social Security.
Well, you have to find somebody that knows the stuff as well as you do, number one, and knows how to go about doing it. Because they all are going to have areas of debating on economics, you know? And there's no reason why this can't be brought up, but somebody better know their stuff when talking about it. It's really going to take somebody off their stride if they get into this.
Well, you know, that's one thing that having people in New Hampshire, and New Hampshire really is a place where everything begins, and having people who are asking those questions early on, and I can tell you, we've got people up there. Our members know to ask some of these questions, and I would suggest that if people are going to come talking to folks there, they ought to have real answers, because they're going to be asked for more than that glib response.
Some of the provisions which boost Social Security benefits, and which you can explain a little bit more in depth, the benefit improvement could be paid for by lifting the payroll wage cap. Can you explain that a little bit to me?
Well, yes, that's the thing. Right now, the payroll wage cap is $117,000 a year, and that means that if you're making up to that amount, which about 94% of Americans don't even hit that number, then you're paying into Social Security and everything you make. But it's that less than 6% of people who make more than that that they get a break. They're not paying into Social Security on everything that they're earning. And it makes a huge difference in terms of Social Security being financially sound for decades to come.
Okay, what website should we give out people if they want more information?
BoostSocialSecurityNow.org.
Perfect. Thank you, Julie. Appreciate it.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hey, everyone. Have you heard about the No-No Hair Removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for No-No Hair Removal.
Thanks. Hey, gals, I love talking about my No-No. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-No has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
Russell filling in for Kate Delaney, who's in California. You guys only have to put up with me for a couple of more hours. She'll be back tomorrow. I still think it's something in the air in Texas. It must be the heat that had asked her to have me fill in for her. You've been listening to a female talk show host for years, and all of a sudden here comes this bull in a china closet. Nonetheless, I appreciate you hanging around, but I will bring you a nice female voice. Trust me on that. My guest, Amber Liljeström, was you're a pretty big shot at a university. Right? And here we all of a sudden say, well, let's give it all up. I want to start something on the internet. Come on, things don't happen that quickly, do they?
Well, you know, I think you got to set your intention and you got to go for it, George. And it takes a little bit of guts, a little bit of courage. And fortunately, it's working out pretty well for me.
Well, let's direct people to your website so they can follow along and take a look,
sure.
Take a look at your perfect teeth. I mean, come on. Are those real and stuff?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Thank you.
BrandLoveCoach.com, all one word, BrandLoveCoach.com. Let's start there. How'd you come up with that name?
Well, you know what? I'm a former collegiate athlete. I worked in collegiate athletics for a decade, and I've been around a lot of great coaches. And so for me, coaching relationships are a little bit different than, you know, consulting relationships, and I feel like they're a little more one-to-one, and the sort of investment in trying to make people better at whatever it is that they do. And that's the philosophy behind Brand Love Coaching.
Well, you know a bit about that, Amber, because besides you being in the professional world at a university, also in your personal world, you had to strive because you were into, I don't know, is it called bodybuilding or no?
It's called competitive fitness.
Okay, so you had to drive yourself to places that you really didn't want to go all the time.
Yeah, That is true. It was definitely a huge challenge, but I'm really grateful that I did it. I learned a lot about myself in the process, and I met a lot of fantastic people who, ironically, are a lot of the folks I've been working with, wellness, health coaches, personal trainers, and helping them build their businesses now.
So what you've decided to do, and I guess from your experience, is that you've gone out and spoken to people that you feel need coaching, need consulting, no?
Yeah. People to do what?
To meet their objectives or?
No, it's a good question. So it's folks who have an idea or an existing business and they just feel like it's not really coming across in a intuitive and then also informational way for other folks. So I'll give you an example, a wellness coach, and she had her website put together and some great stuff on there, but the photograph of her was her with her back to us. And the first thing I said was, you know, you're a coach, you're approachable, you're engaging, and I can't even see your face on the first photograph on your website. So why would I want to hire you if I can't even see you?
Okay, so as devil advocate, Amber, we're speaking with Amber Lilias from. She's a coach, man, life coach, online coach. Her website's brandlovecoach.com. And my name's George, filling in for Kate. What makes you the one that's the expert on this to be able to consult somebody?
You know what, I think it's just I take the time to work with people and learn about what their goals are and help them drive to what they want to become and help them be the best that they can be, whatever that is. I have experience in web design, graphic design, writing, photography, marketing for over 10 years. So I have the street cred, if you will, to back it up and help them, you know, take their brand and their business to another level.
Well, I can tell you right now, you have you started on that book I told you about 2 years ago?
You know what? Candidly, I am working on it. I am a new mom, so finding the time to write as much as I would like to is challenging, especially with my new business. But, yes, there is a file saved on the desktop called The Book,
okay.
And it's in progress.
All right, you know, because personally, anybody that goes out there and goes to read your writing, you're a very good writer. I've told you that since day one, since I've known you a couple of years.
Thank you, George. You know,
because I can't write like you do, nor can I write like a lot of people can, but I sure as heck can talk like it, you know. It's not easy to do both. And when I read your writing, you know, it's good. That's what makes good writers. And so the next step for you, I would feel, would be write an engaging book because your written words engaging, which
Thanks. That's
what people are going to get if they go to your website. They can grab it all there.
You like to write.
Look at it all.
Yeah, right. Well, I think the other thing is that's being, thank you for so eloquently stating all of that. I think I help people figure that out with their own writing on their own websites and helping people understand who they are in words. In a sort of short format, because you only have a few seconds to catch people's attention.
Mm. Do you tweet at all?
Oh, yeah. Amber Lilystrom.
Well, you got to go follow me, Mr. Talk Radio.
I already follow you. We go way
back. No, because I shut that down. I had to reopen it.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we'll get back in there then.
That's good. Yeah. I mean, and you look, this is not one of these websites that gets stale, nor does Amber get stale. She has BLC vid. I love these little words you're using now. You're really into the internet wording, right? The BLC, short for Brand Love Coach, vid blog. So this is what I like about you. You're out front. You know, you don't hide. And this is one of the biggest things that people have a problem with when they are trying to go upon an objective. They're still a little inadequate about a thing.
Well,
you know,
nervous,
to be on the internet to talk straight to a camera on a video, that takes a little of.
Yeah, live from my living room. No, you're right. And that is something that takes some guts, but at the end of the day, people want to see you. They want to hear your authentic voice. And writing is one thing. You can edit a million times. Mm. With video, it's pretty obvious if you keep cutting and starting over.
Mm-hmm. So people, what do? They can contact you on here. What, book a video chat with you or what? I don't know.
Yeah, no, they can book a free brand review. So if you have an idea or you have a business right now that you need a little bit of help with, just head to brandlovecoach.com and click on the book a brand review, and we'll just chat for 15 minutes or so.
You got it going on. This picture of you at brandlovecoach.com with the /Amber, that's classic right there. With the phone?
Yeah, hey,
oh, that's
you know?
Cool the way you're doing that.
Yeah, you gotta be creative, George. You gotta innovate.
Hey, look, it's a lot of competition online. I mean, if you're trying to do a business today and get it out there online, besides the fact of letting, you know, getting your business to be searched more frequently than somebody else, you better have it going on here, because you can get lost.
Yeah, you gotta have it all together, keep it tight, and you gotta make sure that it looks current. And that's one of the things I help folks with, is getting their images and their graphics and all that lined up so that they're attracting their ideal clients and not, you know, somebody who is not in that framework. Because guess what? No one's going to hire them if they don't have the right people coming
to
their website.
Look at Ben. Oh, man, what a happy guy. tell him I said hi, will you?
I will.
So, you know, one of the things that we all have a problem with, and you can go online and you can grab these applications to do these foolish things, but they never come out the way that I like them, and I'm talking about logos. Logo design today's day and age is as competitive as car makers out in the real world.
Yeah, that is the truth. That is the truth. The way that I do it, though, is I'm all yours. We just make it happen.
Yeah.
We have a quick little session. We talk about what you want. I love logo design. You know, it's definitely, you know, one of my coaches said to me, why are you doing logo design? That's so time-consuming. I said, because I love it. Because I love talking to
people. Oh, you're good at it. You made me one.
Them. Yeah, your logo's on the site. So
what logo? My peanut?
Your peanut.
It's on there?
It's on there.
Come on, where? What page?
Click on logo design.
Come on. Are you kidding? That was a great thing. George is nuts. That's unbelievable.
People are going to need to go to the website.
Look at that. That's one of your best ever.
I know. It really is.
Well, see, this is the biggest thing that people don't have going for them. I mean, look at the cupcakes. It's beautiful. Okay.
Thank you.
Alive and fit. Transform your life. These are all yours, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
This is what makes a business, really, believe it or not, besides the person behind it.
Right.
And you charge only, that's not bad, $145.
Yeah.
You know, the biggest thing I think, of course, what you trying to, and that's why I introduced you the way I did, Amber, is because you had a job that was secure. You know, everything, benefits, you worked for a university, you were at the top over there. You know, coming off all that to go into a world right here, you had to do it yourself first before you were able to coach somebody else to do it.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And I knew that. And I was also the third vice president of the biggest organization around sports marketing in the country.
I know.
It was definitely a risk. And a lot of people said, you know, thought, what are you doing? But, you know, I only have this time once in my life where my daughter is little and I can be with her on a more regular basis. And so I'm hustling during nap time and when I have coverage, but I'm present and I'm
what
here.
What time does your daughter take her naps at?
Oh, it's intense. We have two-hour blocks a day.
Well, because I was just trying to see if she takes more naps than I do.
she takes 4 hours worth of naps a day, George.
Yeah. Look, what you have on brandlovecoach.com is laid out for you so that anybody can read it. If you go into work with me, you know, does any of this sound familiar? I have no clue how to get started in building my brand. Or my brand is attracting the wrong clients or not enough clients. My website is confusing and needs help. You can go right down to her menu. Tells you about brand intensive, brand breakthrough, brand overhaul, and about how much time it takes to get that going and do it right if you're working with Amber. Well, this is what you've been doing for the last couple of years.
I've been keeping busy. It all feels really good, and I've been getting to work with amazing people. I have my next client call is actually
right now, and I gotta go.
It's a little. I kind of lied. It's been a couple minutes.
Well, I gotta go anyway. But listen, it's good to talk to you again. www.brandlovecoach.com. You can meet Amber because she doesn't hide. She's right on video. And hopefully take yourself to the next objective as well. Hold on, Amber. I'll talk to you in a second. I got to go. I'm filling in for Kate Delaney, who's in California. I'm George Russell. Follow me, Mr. Talk Radio. Be right back.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Another good evening to you. I am George Russell filling in for Kate Delaney once again. Thank her for asking me to do so. We'll be with you for one last evening. She'll be back. She's in California speaking. I'd like to talk to you a little bit about what's going on in Washington, and when it comes to the Supreme Court, are different than it might have been from our forefathers. This is where we run into the problem. How can a person who... you know, their life's a little bit different. They may have a more liberated mindset and don't mind expanding on a thing. Know the mind of an individual that escaped oppression to come and start a new life and was a faithful human being. And what I mean by that is one who might have read the Bible, might have got on their knees. Can you imagine somebody getting on their knees to pray today? You get arrested for that. How's that? You're an outlaw. You shouldn't be doing that anymore. That is ridiculous. But anyway, those people did that. They prayed for rain. They prayed for their gardens. They prayed that the new land would bring opportunity. They wouldn't have oppression. Bah, 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 bah. They get together and they write the Constitution. And you've got people in the year 2014 that God is for weak-minded individuals. And Jesus was a preaching man. And these are the individuals that are defining the Constitution. Do you not think that that's dangerous, or do you not believe in what those that came over here from Plymouth, England, many, many moons ago, were thinking about? Or should you just burn the whole thing and start a new one? Because basically, with all of the amendments right here, it's nowhere near what it was when it was first intended to. You know, they were very simple people back then. They're still educated, though. And, their writing isn't hard to understand. And these people's job are to define that. And if their mindset is not in the same mindset or even near that, you know, how can I go into a business here in anywhere in the world that's been doing business for 35, 40 years, some ups and downs, and here I come in, I've been appointed, by the way, not elected, to come in and turn the company into a different direction. You know, and what am I supposed to do? Because I know nothing about that, or what I'm going to change the way that we sit in our cubicles, or how we gather around the water cooler, or what you're going to wear. I mean, come on. I don't have a right to do that. I'd have to do research on the company and understand, you know, the mindset of the founders and all that type of stuff. You would hope, right, that that's what a Supreme Court justice does before taking on that highly prestigious position, which is one of the, if not the, most powerful groups of individuals in the world. And doing a 5-4 on this, boy, you know, in this day and age, you would think that it would be, you'd have more on the, no, we're not going to make companies out there say that they've got to provide birth control for their employees. That just goes to show you what a dangerous line we're bouncing on. How funny it is that when you take a look at the responses from individuals who live under the umbrella of a political thing, you know, have different decisions on this. You know, you've got a couple of they're under that. Maybe some Tea Party members, some Republicans saying, hey, look, this is... This is a good thing for individuals whose companies and they have religious beliefs that we can go as far as if I provide birth control for you, you know, and hypothetically speaking, my father and forefathers who started this company believe that any time that you, without the natural death of a fetus, is abortion, you can bet your bottom dollar I'm not providing that to my employees. And you've got Democrats out there that I have read from the own that represent my own state here that aren't even mentioning that at all. They could care less. Okay? You need to provide it no matter what. That is Bullstein. And thank God for that right there. Now, on the other side, for those individuals that don't even care about anything and the atheist and who, you know, hey, I'm that's your life. That's how you live and believe. The bottom line is that I don't think that anybody should be getting involved in the personal life of a human being, whatever they do. Now, I know the country lives in a time here where we're taking care of the minority, and we will make everything work around them, even if it interferes with the life of those that aren't. I mean, this is the way we live in today. Everything's that way. You get a few people and a very minority of people that decide that they want to drink 20-ounce cans of soda in New York City because that's what they enjoy, and they're obese, and the city of New York says nobody can drink it. That's ridiculous, okay? If I want to have a 50-ounce Coke, I'm going to have one. You can't tell me I can't have one. That's how we live today. You know? That's how we live today. So, you know, somebody at night goes home from work and decides to go fool around. They go out, whatever, bop up their own personal life. I don't even need to get into it. Your mind can travel down that road. And they end up pregnant. It's the company's fault because they didn't provide contraceptives for the people that want to go out and do that type of stuff. That is crap. You know what that is? That's what that is. It is Ohio. He has a book out. It's called Sideswiped. And he's a felon. Bob Nay. Good morning from Talk Radio News.
Good morning. I'm from the only hilly area of Ohio, Appalachia.
One hill.
Mm-hmm.
In the whole place.
Me too.
Well, how you been? I haven't talked to you in a while.
I'm okay. They got me doing double duty stations this morning.
Well, the rat's going to make you nuts, okay? She's going to make you nuts.
She is. She's going to make me crazy. I'm never late. Never.
Never trust a woman with whiskers.
She's doing this from out of the country, so you know what he's going to do.
Of course, right. Mm-hmm. So 6:25, you're speaking to somebody for 4 minutes. When you know you need to get to me because...
Correct.
Right.
It didn't make me happy, so...
I understand that. You want to talk a little bit about the Supreme Court?
Hobby Lobby?
Yeah.
Well, there's two decisions. The labor decision, honestly, it's not a big one. It just says some medical workers subcontracting that aren't full-time employees don't have to join the union. So everybody's going to kind of huff and puff and this is the end of the world. But actually, Georgia's just not a huge deal to it. They can still, you know, enroll in unions, public employee unions.
Mm-hmm.
But the Hobby Lobby is interesting because, and this is just it's not a scientific absolute, but about probably 50% of the small businesses of America could be categorized like Hobby Lobby.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's 13. They got 13,000 employees. That's a pretty good company.
Yeah, that's big. I'm just saying it could, you know, in the category of, you know, a personally controlled company.
Mm-hmm.
And but then they would have to have the religious view and say they don't want to provide contraceptives. So what's to be the aftermath on this thing with Hobby Lobby? Who knows yet? Is it going to be just a few companies, or are there going to be a lot of companies?
It was about a $471 million savings for that company. I can tell you that. That's a huge victory.
Oh, it's huge.
And then you got to get into the personal opinion on the whole thing. I mean, companies providing contraceptive for its employees has to? I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that somebody does in personal life.
Yeah? Well, they're spinning it in D.C.
Exactly. That's a great word. They're spinning it.
Yeah, well, they're spinning it that this could be, you know, about life-saving.
Oh, for goodness sake.
It's not, this is not...
yeah, what about somebody that decides that wants to smoke and gets diagnosed that they've got lung cancer from smoking? Are you going to pay for the new lungs? Do you have to pay for the new lungs?
Does somebody come up and say, by the way, you don't provide this, I'm just going to have a bunch of babies? I
mean, well, come on, that's very rare. Here we go again. Mm-hmm. Here we go again, bowing down to the minority.
Mm-hmm.
No, it doesn't work. Tired of it.
I think that the spin, there's going to be a lot of spin on this, and they're going to make it a anti-Republican women's issue, and then Patty Murray's going to stand up the senator for people and do another Obama bill and blah, blah, blah. You know?
Yeah. So he doesn't seem to be too phased about Boehner's lawsuit where yesterday I'm going to do what I got to do again.
Boehner, every time now Boehner says something, he talks about overreaching president. You know, it's really, I mean, everything. President Obama yesterday defiantly in the Rose Garden talked about what he was going to do. Now, on one hand, he says he's going to get $2 billion to fast-track deportation. But on the other hand, he's going to have a lot of suggestions about what he can do. Now, I noticed this. It's tweaking him a little bit, President Obama. He said, everything I can do within the Constitution. He's now adding that. So Boehner's little tweak is kind of has a little bit of his attention.
Oh, of course it has his attention. This is why he's referring to it every time he has to go do something. Not much moves the president.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can brush off a lot off their back. This one got him.
Yep.
And it's pretty obvious because he's talking about it.
That's right.
And he's going to continue to do what he's going to do. There's all sorts of nightmares going on the other side of the big pond, too.
Yeah, Iraq, we're going to be up to, they're saying we're going to be up to 750 troops. Now, it was originally, if we remember correctly, went from 100 to 300 to 500. Now they're saying about 750 troops we'll have in there.
But the 300, the word was used, was advisors, not troops.
Well, yeah, see, I mean,
yeah, well, I know. You know, you've played along with the language down there.
I say troops because, yes, advisors.
Yeah, advisors.
They're military people. They're in boots.
So we got a story across everybody's news desk in the United States. A couple of teens were found dead over there. And Netanyahu is saying that Hamas was going to pay. So did they strike on them already?
I don't think they struck yet, but there's no question they're going to. You know, Israel, I mean, this is... Somebody said, wow, they get this excited over three people, because you know how many people are killed in America every day.
Well, of course. I mean, it was
a
bad weekend.
Well, this is a little different. You know, this is a specific group that's went after a specific group, and they're going to do something about it. There's no question about it. They're going to go after Now they did. I'm sorry, they did launch some strikes, by the way, already on the Gaza Strip.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, they did. They threw some rockets out there. I don't know how. Now, in this case, I don't know if they have targeted areas. They go after certain.
Yeah, he's going to start laying bombs down there.
Yeah, I think probably there's going to be a lot of civilians that, you know, this is what's going to happen with this kind of thing.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze-Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze-Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now's the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
I'm George Russell filling in for Kate Delaney. Once again, she's speaking in California. She'll be back tomorrow. You people have had to put up with me for about 2 days now. I thank you for that. That's challenging. I can't even listen to myself after this, doing 7 hours a day talk radio. I don't even want to hear myself. but I've been trying to bring you the best entertainment I can, but we're going to talk to a senator. You have your own senators in your state. I have them in my state as well. Maybe you don't talk to them. And it doesn't really matter what side of the aisle they are. They are still people. And one of my favorites is this young lady. Her name is Peggy Gilmore. It's Senator Peggy Gilmore. And how are you, Senator?
Hey, George. I'm just great.
Yeah, I know you're just great. And, you know, let me tell the people what type of gamer you are. All right? You're about ready to get your hair done. You're holding up the whole salon so that you and I can have a chat.
That's right. What's more important than George Russell?
You know,
not even hair.
You know your priorities.
I do.
Well, when it comes to hair, you know, I'm right in there with the best of them.
Hey, I got good hair, George.
You do. Fantastic, as a matter of fact. So let me ask you a question. As how long have you been in the political, you know, realm of life?
Well, I've taken an interest in politics. I think it's actually important that everybody does, because I think people sometimes don't understand how politics impacts everyday life. But I've been in the state senate here in New Hampshire. Now this is my fourth year.
Okay.
And it's been an interesting ride.
Yeah. Well, you were in. People need to know that a term for a House rep here's Senate is 2 years.
That's correct. Every state office in New Hampshire is a two-year term, even the governor.
And then you
we're
went,
one of the few states left that has a two-year gubernatorial term.
2 years, then you took a little bit of a break, and now you're back 2 years.
Now I'm back.
And aspirations to rerun again, because it's going to be an election year this year.
This year is an election year for every state office in New Hampshire, and I'm hitting the campaign trail hard.
Let's tell the rest of the world out there that I'm not sure what House reps make in other states that are listening, but in our state, they don't do this for the money, folks. It's $100
a year. $100 a year. I spent it probably by February.
Of course you do. You spend it by February. You get in there in January, and plus you're paying for your gas, aren't you? Well, they give you a little stipend.
We get mileage between our home and the state house.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you think about it, my district, for example, goes about 50 miles east to west. Mm. I don't get any reimbursement for that. And as you know, George, I travel the district quite a bit.
Yeah.
So I think when people commit to doing this in New Hampshire, we are a true citizen legislature. Mm. We're doing this because we believe in public service and crafting good public policy.
Mm. Well, hopefully they offset that mileage with the new gas tax raise that went into effect today.
And hopefully we will see the fruits of good roads and repaired bridges and a widening of our economic engine, boy, Interstate 93.
You're an optimistic person. It's always on the glass half full side of life.
I try to see that.
Did you ever have aspirations when you started to get involved in whatever it was? And I'm going to pick your brain on this in a second, but to run for a seat in Washington.
You know, I certainly didn't start out that way. Would I do that? You know, we should never say never. But as you know, I'm a little older than you are, George. So
By about a year.
Yeah, a year or so. I have to consider that. At some point, it's time to...
You don't want to do that. You know, people like you right now. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Because you do that, then you're going to lose a lot. Look at the nonsense going on down there. Listen.
Hey, listen.
You can't be too happy about what's coming out of that place up down there, that circus.
I am not at all happy about how that circus is running. And I think that Washington, D.C. should take a lesson from New Hampshire. We have, as you know, divided government, much as there is in Washington. However, we are able to get things accomplished. We have people in our legislature who will work across the aisle, who will work in a bipartisan fashion, who will say there is a problem that we as responsible legislators need to solve. You just talked about the gas tax. You know, taxes are never a popular thing, and everyone is very cautious when voting for an increase in gas tax. Well, you have to know that this was a strong bipartisan vote because people recognized that if we don't invest in our infrastructure, we will have no economic growth. Mm. And so that's what we do in New Hampshire. We solve problems.
Well, you have that going on is one thing. The other thing is that every time something does come up, all governments have to pay their employees and do business. We are always on the edge of people talking about having and instituting a sales and income tax, which we do not have. And, of course, that's the shining banner over every state in the United States of America, as far as I'm concerned. And this always pops up every time. So it is pretty amazing that we do what we do without having to do that. It's not fun all the time. And when we start to compare to other states, you know, there's good and bad everywhere, you know?
Yeah, but I think we have taken pride in the fact that regardless of whether you're a Democrat or you're a Republican, we look at things with a keen fiscal eye. We know that not having those taxes has been an economic advantage to us, and that's why it's stayed like that. But on the other hand, as you know, we collect our we use fees heavily in this state. So, you know, there's that. But I think the fact that we don't have a broad-based tax has been something that has served us well.
Yeah, and of course everybody. That's why anybody who's living out there that wants to move over here, come on over and look me up. You'll love it. Trust me.
Yeah. Come on down.
That's what I say. Oh, come on down. We're up in New Hampshire. Where
come
you
on
at?
Up. Come on up.
Come on. Were you talking to people in Maine and Vermont? The only thing that I can tell you, it might be a challenge for those of you that listening into the, if I knew my, let me see here. I could tell you the latitude line if my brain gets in gear here. But you'll have to get used to the winter. That's the first thing.
Oh, that's a killer. That's going to be a killer.
It can't. It's a deal breaker.
Yeah, it can be tough. And this winter particularly with stuff. And actually, you know, we talk about the weather a lot, but it does impact a lot of things. For example, we have very high energy costs here in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Not only because of our weather, but because we're at the end of the line.
Yeah.
And this winter we paid a heavy price, in personal comfort and in cost.
Yeah, it wasn't the worst, but it definitely was one that was challenging. Love to know your take, and this is your own take. You notice that I haven't told anybody what party you belong to, because I want to let them try to guess by the end of this to prove my point. Okay?
Sure.
just to get your personal feeling on that Supreme Court ruling, which allowed business owners with religious objectors to opt out of the providing contraceptive coverage to employees.
Well, I think that was a poor decision. I think that, a narrow decision, 5-4. I believe that employers should not be involved in the personal lives of their employees.
Wait a minute. So you said you're not, and I believe the same thing, but now you're telling me that you think it was a poor decision for them to what?
I've been an employer. I had 300 employees at one time, and part of our benefit package, we offered salary, we offered health insurance, we offered paid time off. And every year when we reviewed that with our employees, we said, this is your package, your benefit package, and this is the total worth of it. You get this much in salary, this much we pay in health insurance, and this much we pay for paid time off. I did not tell my employees that they needed to pick and choose what they did with the paid time off that some I might object to. And nor would I tell them that there are only certain parts of their health care that I would pay for. That's between them and their physician. Their paid time off is between them and how they want to spend their paid time off. And I would not presume to tell people how to spend their salary.
That sounds right. That's logical.
That's logical. So if I'm offering health insurance as a part of an employee contract, I should not, as an employer, say, but wait, there's only part of your health insurance that I agree with. So I'm not going to approve for you this other part of your health insurance. I think that's ridiculous. We know that religious exemptions, we know, for example, that Jehovah's Witnesses are religiously object to blood transfusion. Now, do you think that an employer should say when someone, one of their employees is bleeding by the side of the road, if they happen to be a Jehovah's Witness, they would say, but guess what? We're not going to allow the insurance to cover for blood.
I got to go. I'm up against the clock. They can't talk like we do up here and just go for days. They shut me right off. Senator, thank you for your time. Go get your hair done.
Goodbye, George. It's always a pleasure.
I'll talk to you again.
Bye.
We'll save more time. We'll get in conversation with her, but we can do it again another time. All right, I'm George filling in for Kate Delaney. Take a quick break. And, of course, as always, Lord be willing, of course, I'll be right back.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.